Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Much. Liz has been in touch on email to todaycb@rte.ie and she says she's exhausted and stressed. I've been awake all weekend listening to any and all political shows to learn what's going to be the government decision on NPHET's Level 5 advice for the second time. Here we go again, waiting over the weekend to hear the decision our government will make. We, the public, are left hanging on a string all weekend waiting for the outcome. And lots of other people in touch as well. People are apprehensive and they're wondering, we're all wondering what's going to happen. Siobhan says her heart goes out to shopkeepers, hairdressers, etc. They all adapted their premises and abided by the rules as laid down by the government, but yet they're facing closure, hard times ahead for them. And Kevin works on Fleet Street in Temple Bar. He was working on Saturday night and at 6pm the place was no different to what it was like a year ago. People on the street drinking, pubs and cafes open, outside was packed. You could barely get down the street with his car. Level 5 full lockdown needed. No wonder we are where we are. Well, let's talk about another element to this now, and that's the health service, because the Irish Examiner reports on its front page today that there are 200 fewer nurses working for the HSE now than there were before the pandemic. Let's talk to Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Is this right?
Well, it is. I think the figures that the Examiner have, they received from Alan Kelly as an answer to a PQ, and 199 fewer permanent employees in August 2020 than there were in December 19. Now, that's not whole-time equivalent. That's people. So that translates. We've been saying this for a number of months. The focus on recruitment into permanent long-term planning posts is a problem. It's a huge problem. And we know, for example, that public health nursing, we have 9 whole-time equivalents more than we did in 2013. That's okay. Been the growth.
Because I think most people people listening would think that, you know, surely the number of nurses working in our health service would have increased from March to now.
The numbers have been very modest, but they've been largely in temporary posts. And as you know, the HSE rely a lot on agencies. So the Bring Them Home campaign, a lot of those posts were provided through an agency. So they're not going to be counted as employees of the HSE. And that's a problem. That's a mistake. It's completely against what we're trying to do. Now, we met with the HSE in respect of their winter plan late last week. They tell us that they will be employing 2,366 additional nurses, full-time equivalents. We've thought that those are permanent posts, and we've said to them that the recruitment process of itself is a deterrent. In other words, it is so difficult to get sanction to advertise a permanent post. Many directors of nursing are saying to us that it's easier to employ somebody on a temporary basis and then seek the permission for the permanent advertisement, which can take about 8 weeks just to place the ad, to get clearance just to place the ad. So that's just bureaucracy. It can be corrected very quickly. We've again said to the HSE, you need to just get rid of all of the red tape, because right now we have a huge absence rate from COVID-19. We're going to hit 10,000 healthcare workers having been infected by the end of this week. The figures are very high again this morning. We're looking at about 50 nurses a week getting infected with COVID-19. Way too high.
And tell me,
somebody has to then be available to replace them to do the job in order to keep these beds open.
You mentioned a figure of 2,366 extra nurses the HSE have said they're going to recruit. Where are those nurses? Where are they going to be found?
Well, again, we have to look at the two things, I think. Our main recruitment drive last year, we know 60% of our new entrants were from India and the Philippines. That recruitment is still ongoing. But we also have a lot of nurses who are on temporary contracts who would be quite happy to take permanent posts, and we need to make sure that they're offered that. And we have to increase the number of nurses and the places we have in Ireland for training, because we are heavily reliant right now on student nurses. We had a meeting with the Department of Health on Friday evening about the fact that the health service is now relying on the unpaid students. So these unpaid students are in work, they're on clinical placement, but they tell us they're actually working and they're getting absolutely no money for it. Not even the minimum wage. They're getting no income, and they're prevented from maintaining part-time jobs in many instances because they work in the health service.
Okay.
So this is a problem. This is, in our view, this is exploitation, and we have to correct it.
They were paid over the summer period, is that right?
That's right. During the summer period, they're not doing clinical placement. So the HSE knew they needed additional staff, so they employed them and paid them as healthcare assistants. But now their normal rotation for clinical placement starts again. And you'll see that the HSE then have said to the department, according to the meeting we had on Friday, oh, our need to employ additional healthcare assistants has suddenly dropped. And why is that? It's because they have a 3,400-odd student nurses on clinical placement, and they're using them as workers, okay, but not paying them.
On this week on RTÉ yesterday, we heard nursing home HR people working in nursing homes saying that the HSE is actively poaching their nursing staff. Have you heard about that?
No, but I heard that interview and I just, you know, I shook my head because, to be honest, we know, and I've said this before, and I, Nursing Homes Ireland have been in touch with me after I said it. There is a real issue in respect of the pay and conditions of nurses and other healthcare staff in the private sector, in private nursing homes particularly. Where you have a for-profit nursing home sector, the wages are always going to be lower, and that does not attract staff and it doesn't keep staff.
So you're exactly saying no wonder they're being poached is your contention, is it?
Well, I'm not so sure there's an active recruitment plan from private sector nursing homes. There definitely, in my view, there isn't. I haven't seen it if there is. But there are ads and people are entitled to apply for a job if a job becomes available in the matter private or in the matter public from a private nursing home. You know, what the nursing homes group are advocating is that we should prevent people having a free movement of workers. And that's actually illegal. So the bottom line is, if you pay your staff correctly, if you provide them with good conditions of employment, they won't want to move.
OK, Phil, we're going to leave that there for now. Phil Nihay from the INMO. Coming up, we'll be talking to the father and daughter. The daughter saved the father's life because she knew how to do CPR.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.